Dr. Jeremy Weiss here. I'm founder of InspiredInsider.com, where I talk with inspirational entrepreneurs and leaders and how they overcome big challenges in life and business. Today, I'm especially excited to have Steve Plummer, who's one of the top copywriters and direct response marketers in Australia. Steve is one of Australia's highest paid and in-demand copywriters and is the personal copywriter for Australia's millionaire maker, Mel Emery. Steve is responsible for tens of millions of dollars in sales. His last real estate campaign was sitting at $9 million in sales as of now. And we were at the bar at Titans, actually, and you mentioned this. And I was like, we have to talk about this, but not now. We need to record it so other people learn from it. And he also wrote the copy for Harry Dent Tour earlier in the year, which was a multi-million dollar event. Steve, thank you so much for joining me at 5 a.m. in Australia.
Thanks, Jeremy. Look, I'm very humbled to be invited, and it's an honor to be here. And late at night at the bar at Stamford at the Titans event probably wasn't the most appropriate time to be recording our conversation.
This is perfect.
So thank you very much.
Yeah. Steve, since it's Inspired Insider, my question to you is, I want to hear about your lowest moment and how you pushed forward through it, and also your proudest moment. What was a low point, and how you pushed through those tough times?
Low point. Low point is whenever, something, it doesn't smash it out of the park. When you're not the golden haired child, you know, when a campaign bombs, you know, when something doesn't do as well, that's tough, because it's a lot of, wasted work, you know? I mean, that's...
What was one time where it especially hit you hard? Because, again, people only see the results, but they don't see those tough times.
Actually, there was a campaign I was doing for in the wealth creation space. For a number of reasons, but one of them, the whole event ended up getting cancelled one of them was the copy just wasn't pulling, and the guy behind it just went, I'm not spending any more money on this, we're not doing it. For a number of reasons, and I think one of the, I don't know, I had a lot on at the time, and maybe the copy wasn't as good as it could have been, but that was a real kick in the guts, that actually happened. He lost money and the event didn't go ahead, and promises that were made to people, that was a tough few weeks. How you get over that is you just keep going.
How do you get your confidence back?
You look for a little win. That's an interesting question. I don't know. We've just gone through this with my youngest boy. He's a very good soccer player. He's in the region that we live. He's one of the top players. But he just went for trials for a national, what's called the National Premier League. So it's a representative for under 12s next year. And he didn't get selected in the top team. He got a shadow player spot. And he was gutted.
It's crushing. It's crushing.
It was. It's crushing. And it doesn't help when, everyone says, well, you should have got in and you didn't, and, all of those sorts of things. Yeah. It's a game of opinions, and different coaches and people have different opinions. That's life. Yeah. That's football. And so we've been working through that with him. And at the end of the day, I just said to him, well, mate, this is one of those moments in life where you got a choice, and it's a very black and white choice. You either give up and stop doing it, or you pick yourself up and keep going forward. So depending on what you want to do, if this has hurt you so badly, then it's life saying this isn't for you. So you give up, or you pick yourself up and you move forward and come back better and stronger and work hard to prove that they are wrong.
Right.
And I guess in that instance, it was a case of, swallowing your pride. For me, in that, swallowing your pride and maybe going back, having a look at the copy, doing a bit more study, rereading some of the great stuff that I've written. I can do that. I mean, it's a really good point that you make. in that, you know, no one ever talks about their failures. You know, people talk about, you know, you see, oh, yeah, I did this campaign that brought in $300,000 in a day, and, you know, this one made $5 million in 10 seconds and stuff like that. And, you know, that kind of thing. But you never, in fact, I've never heard anyone get up and say, you know, well, I did this campaign and that didn't work. And, you know, then the ad, that bombed, no one rang the number. You know, no one says that
stuff. And it happens to everyone, obviously.
Oh, every single one. Yeah. I don't know of anyone who hasn't had that awful sinking feeling of it not working, you know, and it's hard not to take that personally. But you got a choice. You go and, you know, get a government job somewhere, or you dig deep and keep going on, you know? Right.
And I like what you said, actually, is one of the tactics you told your son and you'd use is you look at past successes to lift you up. You look at the past successes you had and realize, I've done this.
Yeah.
I could do it again.
Yeah. And it's interesting. In preparing for the call, I was, you know, because I knew you'd ask about headlines that worked really well and stuff like that. And I was just going back through my files, and I got a kick out of doing that, you know, because some of them, and it was even little testimonials that I got from people saying, you know, I've just, you know, it's nondescript startup business. You know, I ran my first webinar, and thanks to your advice, you know, I had 70 people register and got 20 over the line. And just that event I did back in August, a guy who owns a lawn mowing business, you know, he sent me an email saying, oh, you're such a legend. You know, I sent my first ever email out with an offer for my high-end product. I got a 20% response rate and I haven't even done a follow-up yet. Oh, wow, it's fantastic. You know, just little things like that.
Those are huge things,
You know, so, I mean, we've talked about those, the big campaigns, but honestly, I get as much of a thrill out of helping the little guy, as it were, and hearing that, you know, just one piece of advice, one critique, one something has made a big difference and changed what they do. Yeah. You know, that's really great because people see the big personality, people see the successful business owner, but behind them there's an awful lot of people who work just as hard and deserve success. So I love those little ones as well.
Yeah. They're so really cool. What's been the proudest moment?
Proudest
or
moment.
Or one of them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's proudest moment, I think, has been, because I, in my transition phase of, you know, from teaching to copywriting, I went through a very big period in the wilderness, whether I, you know, should I run an internet business, should I so
it's a tough leap.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I went to a lot of seminars.
I'm always learning, for sure.
I mean, because I'm involved in that industry a little bit now, I don't go to so many, but...
Well, you speak at them too, so...
Yeah. So, I mean, I went to a truckload of seminars in 3 or 4 years, you know, everything paid for, free, big events, small events. I went to lots of seminars, and I kind of always admired the speaker, you know, the someone who could, you know, work with... move a crowd and you know inspire them and so I think the big thing for me has been going from the person in the audience to the person presenting and now as of last August the person running their own events, you know, that whole transition has been you know, and I've got to say, after 2 days of training people, I was knackered for several days, you know, but it was a really satisfying moment as well.